A Sangha, writing in the 4th century, understood the origins of the universe in terms of the theory of dependent origination. This theory states that all things arise and come to an end in dependence upon causes and conditions. A Sangha identifies 3 key conditions governing dependent origination. First is the condition of the absence of a preceding intelligence. A Sangha rejects the possibility of the universe being the creation of a preceding intelligence, arguing that if one posits such an intelligence, it will have to totally transcend cause and effect. An absolute being that is eternal, transcendent, and beyond the domain of the law of causality would have no ability to interact with cause and effect, and therefore could neither start something nor stop it. Second is the condition of impermanence, which determines that the very causes and conditions that give rise to the world of dependent origination are themselves impermanent and subject to change. Third is the condition of potentiality. This principle refers to the fact that something cannot be produced from just anything. Rather, for a particular set of causes and conditions to give rise to a particular set of effects or consequences, there must be some kind of natural relationship between them. A Sangha asserts that the origination of the universe must be understood in terms of the principle of an infinite chain of causation with no transcendence or preceding intelligence. Buddhism and science share a fundamental reluctance to postulate a transcendent being as the origin of all things. This is hardly surprising, given that both these investigative traditions are essentially non-theistic in their philosophical orientations. However, if on the one hand the Big Bang is taken to be the absolute beginning, which implies that the universe had an absolute moment of origin, unless one refuses to speculate beyond this cosmic explosion, cosmologists must accept willy-nilly some kind of transcendent principle as the cause of the universe. This may not be the same God that the theists postulate. Nonetheless, in its primary role as the creator of the universe, this transcendent principle will be a kind of Godhead. On the other hand, if, as some scientists have suggested, the Big Bang is less a starting point than a point of thermodynamic instability, there is room for a more nuanced and complex understanding of this cosmic event. I'm told that many scientists feel the jury is still out on whether the Big Bang is the absolute beginning of everything. The only conclusive empirical evidence so far, I am told, is that our own cosmic environment seems to have evolved from an intensely hot, dense state. Until more convincing evidence can be found for the various aspects of the Big Bang theory and the key insights of quantum physics and the theory of relativity are fully integrated, many of the cosmological questions raised here will remain in the realm of metaphysics, not empirical science. According to Buddhist cosmology, the world is constructed of the 5 elements, the supportive element of space, and the 4 basic elements of earth, water, fire, and air. Space enables the existence and functioning of all the other elements. The Kala Chakra system presents space not as a total nothingness, but as a medium of empty particles, or space particles, which are thought of as extremely subtle material particles. This space element is the basis for the evolution and dissolution of the 4 elements, which are generated from it and absorbed back into it. The process of dissolution occurs in this order: earth, water, fire, and air. The process of generation occurs in this order: air, fire, water, and earth. A Sangha asserts that these basic elements, which he describes as the 4 great elements, should not be understood in terms of materiality in the strict sense. He draws a distinction between the 4 great elements, which are more like potentialities, and the 4 elements that are the constituents of aggregated matter. Perhaps the 4 elements within a material object may be better understood as solidity, earth, liquidity, water, heat, fire, and kinetic energy, air. The 4 elements are generated from the subtle level to the gross, from the underlying cause of the empty particles, and they dissolve from the gross level to the subtle and back into the empty particles of space. Space, with its empty particles, is the basis for the whole process. The term particle is perhaps not appropriate when referring to these phenomena, since it implies already formed material realities. Unfortunately, there is little description in the texts to help define these space particles further.